Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. This is going to be a fun episode. I think we've been quite serious for the past few weeks, and rightly so. But I think it's time to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. So this is going to be a continuation of the relationship series. And today I'm going to tell you the story of my first ever date. Okay, so it was 2016. Yes, I'll remember. I don't remember the date because I don't know. I have this thing where it's like I choose to not remember a date because I don't know what yet whether or not it will be special. You know what I mean? And so when, like, I always remember dates in hindsight. Like, I would have to go back and find, oh, on what date did this happen? Anyways, that's just to explain why I don't know the dates. But I think it was sometime towards the end of the year, because it was a little bit cold, but it wasn't like winter, so maybe I would say it was probably September. Okay, so my friend was moving to houses, so she asked me to help, so I'd come to stay with her, and we'd woken up and we went to the beauty store to get some stuff, and we wore our PJs. I'm not going to mention her name because she likes to think I'm still there. She will not be like I'm casting her, but yeah. But she, like, we wore our PJs. Her PJs were even nicer. Mine were like those like pajamas that you should not see outside your house. But then again, I think people that know me have because realized that I don't really care about stuff like that. So we went to the it was a beauty store. Went there to get some stuff. I can't remember now. And so we got there, and then this guy saw us. And so I tried on a hairnet, and then this guy came and was like, "I look nice." And I looked at him like, "Are you okay?" Say hairnet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I look like I should be in bed now because there's a hairnet on my head and I'm wearing pajamas. So, like, what do you mean? I look good. Yeah, I'm mad. So I was like, okay. I didn't even answer. I just, like, walked away. I asked him, my friend, I was like, this is what happened and everything. And we just chuckled about it. And I pointed out the person to him. Then we were walking down some aisle, and then he was walking down the, like, he was coming from the opposite direction. Do you know that when this guy passed me, he actually bumped his shoulders to mine? And I was like, excuse me? I told my friend, I'm like, do you know that this guy just did this? So when it was time to check out, I was just like praying. I'm like, this guy should just disappear. I don't understand what all this is. Like, he should please kindly disappear. So we got to the counter. He was in front of us. I was like, thank God he's gone. Nope. Went outside. There he was. I was like, excuse me. I was like, let's go. And I was there like, I didn't know him. You know, this guy came to the car, and he was talking to my friend. She was when I was driving, so he asked her to wind down. He was like, oh, that he wants to talk to me, that, blah, 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 blah. In my head, I was like, what's all this? I just felt so, like, harassed and just, like, I didn't even know what I was feeling or thinking. I was just, like, nervously now I'm like, rebel, calm down. Somebody just trying to ask you out, like, be breathing well. Like, you know. But then, honestly, I was, like, freaking out. Because I don't even know. I guess I was like, okay, you just saw me and you now want to go out with me, or you want to get to know, you want to talk to me, or get to know me. Like, you know, and this is, how I put it, this is as a result of, you know, having not having really dated up until that point in time. So, you know, in like abroad, well, some people in Nigeria too, like in their teenage years, that's when they start dating. So you get to kind of experience the whole normal relationship kind of things, you know, like normal romantic relationship between a guy and a girl. But I didn't have that. So, being single pretty much practically all my life at this point. I mean, I've had, you know, like people, you have you know, well, basically, technically single. And this was the first time that I had been approached by a stranger. So everything was, it was just not right to me. I was like, oh my God. So my friend is now like, all you have to do is, if he does give me your number, you take his number and then you think about it. And then if you want to call him later, you do that. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So he came over, he wants to talk to me, introduced himself, I introduced myself. See, once again, I can't remember the details, but he gave me his number. And I said, okay, cool, thanks, bye. And I was still like, oh my God, what the world is good. I mean, I was flattered, obviously, on Anton level. I was definitely flattered because I was like, okay. You know, at that point, I still wasn't thinking of, like, at that point, I was still under this mindset of not finding myself attractive. Not really caring, but I just was like, I mustn't be attractive. I mean, I'd been in university, but by that time, I was already done with university, and, you know, no guy was, you know, no guy expressed interest in me. Guys were not falling over themselves, you know, to get to know me and stuff. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm not just, like, you know, what guys are looking for. And so I'd been at peace with it. It wasn't like something that was like, oh God, I'm ugly, I hate myself. No, it was just more like, I love myself. I just was not expecting that, and I wasn't used to it, and I didn't think much of myself. I think that's one thing that people like, or one thing I try to do is always not think so highly of myself. Like, you know, I just try to keep a realistic view of myself. You know, I think I'm great, but you know, I don't think I'm better than other people, and I don't expect a lot of fawning and attention over me. I don't think that I am anything special or like spectacular. Like, I don't think that about myself. So this little segue, when I was in camp, when I came back to serve last year, and it's a camp, and I was getting a lot of male attention, it was kind of ridiculous that I literally would be avoiding people. Oh my God. I don't feel bad because it was too much. You know, like, you just be walking around camp and then you just bump in. Oh God. Because now you're going to have a whole conversation. And, you know, you didn't want to. You know, I mean, one of the people that tried to talk to me was married. I'm like, for sakes, you're married. Can you face your marriage and leave me alone? Know what I mean? Like, so anyway, so when I left that setting and I came back to normal life, it was kind of off for a few weeks, and I was like, people are not hitting on me left, right, and center. I was like, okay, Marble, please reset your brain, okay? That's not real life for you. Now, for some people, wherever they are always gonna be getting hit on, you know, but that's not me, and that's okay. Actually, it's very refreshing to be able to go out sometimes and just know that, okay, you're just out and you're just enjoying yourself. And it's also very flattering when guys come and talk to you. I mean, that obviously kept happening, but it was not at the same pace and like intensity as camp, because obviously camp is 3 weeks and you guys are all in one enclosed environment as opposed to life where you're going to different places and everything. And, you know, so back to my story. That's basically just explaining like how I think about myself and why it's still flattering till today when, you know, when a guy like comes to talk to me, I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. But that time I was freaking out. Like, so I thought about it, I was like, okay, Marabo, you are, how old was I? 4 years ago. It's 22. You're 22 and you've never gone out on a date. I think it's about time. You know, so I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So I messaged him, sent him a message, and we started texting. Then we set up a date, and it was time for the date. Oh my gosh, guys, that day, hey, freak out, panic attack, butterflies. I was like, this just does not feel right. It doesn't feel right. Like, I'll be very dramatic, okay? I was just all over the place. I was like, I don't want to go. I'm sure my friends were just like, what is wrong with you? It's just a date. But it was my first ever. And when you've not done something before, or when you're doing something for the first time, there's always that high level of just discomfort. And sometimes it may even feel wrong. Sometimes the things that are good for you, actually, initially, they feel wrong because you're not used to them. You feel very wrong because you're leaving your comfort zone and your whole body is like screaming, no. Oh, God. I don't remember something, but I cannot share it here because the person will come and kill me. Anyways, I'll ask for permission, and then if I can share it, I'll share it. And if it's not shared, then you know that the person did not give me permission. Anyways, so I finally went in separate cars. I drove, the person drove. We got to the restaurant. I chose the restaurant. And I'm always a fair person, so we chose somewhere that's like equidistant, so that, you know. Obviously, now I'm like, man, come pick me up at my house, okay? Mm-hmm. So, we got there. I think we got there around the same time. So, this was the first time I would actually see him properly, because before I did not really see him because I was just trying to run away. So, I'm like, okay, he was cute. He was slightly taller than me. I wore heels. He was slightly taller than me. And, I was like, okay, cute, whatever. So we went to had dinner, we're talking. Even midway through, I went to the bathroom again. I was like, I texted my friend, like, this is still not right. Like, I just don't feel right. Like, I was so in my head that first time. Like, I think your first date's meant to be like a time of enjoyment. Like, I feel like dates are meant to be enjoyed, especially as the woman that is being, like, you're being courted, you're being wooed. Like, I feel like you should be able to sit back and just relax and just have a lovely conversation. Even the guy, I don't think like anybody should be performing on a date. I feel like it should just be fun, relaxing, you know, a chill kind of thing. I mean, people say that, oh, your first date should be dinner. You know, for someone that, like me, that used to be an extreme introvert and was very shy, jeez, if we do have already spoken much before, and it's not the best idea for me personally. I'll prefer a movie or arcade or something just a little bit more active that would bring up talking points. Dinner straight up is very deep. I mean, I eventually got used to dinner dates as first dates, but initially I was like, okay, nah. So then I was still freaking out. The guy was talking. Then one thing that he did that annoyed me. No, a couple of things. Okay, don't let me cast him like that. But the one thing that he did that I was kind of like, okay, was the whole thing of, oh, doing like, you can't read my mind. I hate that thing so much. Till tomorrow, I hate it. Like, when you don't know me. When you know me, it's different. Then you're like, oh, of course, I know you'd say that. That's different. You've known me for a while. You don't know me. This is literally our first time talking. And you're like, oh, yeah, I know this and that and that. I'm like, oh, okay. And then another thing that was a turn off for me was like, he was talking about how he's so, so busy. And it's like, okay. You know, anyways, the whole thing fizzled after that. The date was okay. I don't remember much because once again, all I remember was that I was just freaking out. And I was like, no, right. After that, I did not go out on another date for like a year-ish. Not because the experience was bad, just that's just how life happened. But I think I after that, I was like, okay, Mirabel, you need to be calming down. Like, just be calming down. You know, just have relaxed, normal, natural conversations and stuff. So, yeah, that's the end of the story of my first date. It was a disaster on the inside, and even though that didn't lead to a relationship or anything, I am, you know, thankful that he popped my date's cherry. So after the whole freak out, you know, I learned how to calm down. Okay, that's all really. This is a short episode, just a fun one. And please, I'd love for you to share your first date stories with me. I'd love it. You can send it by email, letmeleavepc@gmail.com. You can send it to Instagram DM, letmeleavepc. You can leave a voice message on Anchor. Or if you have my number, you can just, you know, text it to me. I'd love to read and hear about your own first date stories. All right, till next time. Bye.